Mary, in addition to everything you've been doing, of course, you work with the Star Kids Project. Let's talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yes, of course. Well, what I'm doing really with that is, like Dr. Boylan and others that are actually seeing that our children are changing, and Dr. Roger Lear particularly showed me some very convincing statistics from the research that he'd done over the last 40 years in developmental changes in children in the last 40 years. And what he discovered was that a lot of our children, in terms of higher psychological functioning, have accelerated into, you know, it may be just from walking, talking, et cetera, accelerated in some cases from 40 to 80% in 40 years. Now, that in itself, he believes, as I do, that this is not due to normal, better prenatal care, that there is something really significant going on here. And the evidence seems to be global. I'm hearing testimony of amazing children all over the world. I mean, China, they're called China Super Psychics. Paul Dong wrote about them, and these children can actually open the bud of a flower with their mind. They can actually change DNA in a Petri dish with their mind, even over a distance. Some of my clients have told me they could do similar things when they were younger. And it seems to be that what we're getting is children that seem to be aware of a multidimensional reality that is beyond the third dimension. And they seem to be able to access a lot of more information than we do. In metaphysical circles, they're sometimes called the indigos, or crystal children, rainbow children, smart kids, golden children, the whole host of names, but they don't necessarily see them under the umbrella of perhaps being involved in the extraterrestrial hypothesis. My belief is they're all one and the same, even though some of the children don't understand what, you know, some people will see angels, others will see light beings. You know, for many this may actually be extraterrestrial. I believe it's part of a deliberate program to upgrade humanity in a very speedy way, and I think there's some very good reasons for that.
What do you recommend parents do if they think they have a star child?
Well, the most important thing is to recognize that, you know, and learn something about this phenomena. The fact that these children will often talk about seeing imaginary, would be considered imaginary friends, but actually aren't. They can actually seem to see energy. They may say they're seeing colors around people, which is one of the ways that they show that they can see things from a broader frequency or light frequency, just as digital cameras seem to be picking up a broader frequency with a lot of these orbs we're seeing in pictures now, for example. They're able to see energy in a different way. The interesting thing is, too, that some of these kids exhibit healing abilities quite remarkable. I was speaking to a biologist in Vancouver when I was doing my world tour a few months ago, Ellen Hayakawa, and she's actually coming across these kids worldwide. She's even talked to the Dalai Lama's sister and been over there to talk to her about these children. And she told me the story of a three-year-old little girl who had actually, her mother had become badly scolded. And this little three-year-old went up to her mother, put a hand over the blister burn, and it disappeared.
Oh my.
And these are things that are happening right across the globe. We are getting children now that seem to be doing incredible things. In Mexico, there's at least 1,000 now that have been able to see with various parts of their body. And I actually saw film footage of I think she was 15 or 16, literally reading the newspaper with her feet. So we've got them exhibiting extraordinary abilities.
My God,
and I think this is, you know, real evidence that what we're believing is happening is actually happening.
Mary, what do they look like? I mean, do they look like normal kids?
Absolutely. There'd be nothing, you wouldn't be able to tell them from any other child except for they seem to be a lot more mature than their years. They often talk about other lifetimes because many of them remember it. They may talk about seeing angels. They may get very, very upset if you even, you know, hurt a fly or any kind of creature, because they seem to be very connected to the environment, to all life. They feel it's very sacred. Many of them don't want to eat meat, for example. They seem to be very ecologically aware. And they seem to sense and know other people's feelings as well. I mean, I remember one young man telling me that his sister got cross with him because many of them seem to be telepathic for certainly when they're younger. I mean, remember one lady telling me that her son, she used to think, maybe I'll give him baked beans on toast for lunch. And before she said anything, he would say, yes, Mum, baked beans on toast will be fine. And it used to freak her out. So the important thing she used to say to me is, am I going crazy here? But I said, no, I think the important thing is to just honour that your child is different and to honour their experiences and their reality. And they will already know on some level how to deal with everything else. As long as you're supportive of them, I think that's the most important thing.
Are we sure that their DNA is changing?
Well, the interesting thing is there seems to be a difference in some of these kids in terms of Dronvala Melchizedek talks about children in California that seem to have cured themselves of AIDS when they were born with parents with AIDS and up to 2 years old still had them. But when they were about 6 years old, there was no trace of AIDS at all. And he said it seems that they found scientifically they've got certain codons switched on that we don't. In other words, we operate from, out of 60-odd codons, we only have about 20 normally switched on. These kids seem to have about 24, and they seem to have the ability to heal themselves. And this is what some of the star kids are saying, that these kids are born without programs. They don't even know what solid is. They have to learn what solid is because they see everything as energy. And they will actually be able to heal themselves. And, of course, if that DNA that we talk about, that big program, is switched on, that's exactly what they're saying we would do. We would no longer have illness, or we would be able to cure ourselves, because we're actually operating from a very small 3%, if you like, program, and the old computer is working from that. But it seems like we've actually got the program for a supercomputer, which if it was switched on and we were the supercomputer, we would actually be completely different.
Now, without any kind of extraterrestrial intervention, would these star kids, would they form naturally, do you think, evolve naturally?
I don't think they would, because they talk about their genetics being changed on the craft and that's been a deliberate program. Many of my clients have talked about genetic material being taken, both male and female, and they're aware sometimes that their genetics are actually altered just before they conceive a child and feel and know this child is different. So they are being told on some level at least that this is happening. And it seems to be not only are they using or altering the genetics to create this enhanced Homo sapiens, if you like, or new human, but they're also educating this kid on the craft, you know, either in their sleep or through this downloading of information, which seems to be there in a way waiting for some kind of switch on, if you like, because, you know, there seems to be all of them saying the same thing. We are actually going to have a shift in consciousness, where we are going to become, if you like, a lot more multidimensionally aware. And it's almost like we're waiting for that. And these star kids talk about their mission. They don't know what it is yet, but they know that that's going to come into fruition in the near future. And many of them feel it's going to be very soon.